Okay, so if you're anyone, you'll know that I've just baked my first ever loaf of bread. Yeah. And the Twitter sphere has just been blowing up. The news has been retweeted around the world. It is trending in Abu Dhabi. Literally nothing is bigger than this right now, apart from One Direction. And I'm going to do a little taste. People have been asking me, how does this piece of bread taste? They weren't there for the Last Supper, so they don't know what that fleshy bread that Jesus was dishing out tasted like. So this is the next best thing. So we're just going to do a wee little taster, just so everyone can kind of, you're not here right now to really get involved, but this is as close as you can get. This is as close to 3D as I can get it. Yeah. Right. Here we go. Here's the big time. I'm going to rate it as well. Some people have given me some metrics. So, here we go. Okay. Oh. That is good. All right. Some quick pointers then, because this is good. Right. Okay, fluffiness. I'm giving it a 5. Just dances around on the inside of your face. Oh, like a small spider covered in flour and nuts and butter, oh, lovely. Ambience, a 5, definitely a 5 for ambience. I really kind of in the mood. Taste 4.5, could do with a little bit more salt. That's just a minor. I guess, what's the kind of level of drama of this piece of bread? I'd probably give that a 5 as well if you look at it. Kind of think anything could happen, and don't know. I'm kind of in awe. It's kind of like saying, it's kind of like saying which is the best pyramid. I mean, they're all pretty amazing, and this is really it's a pyramid of baking. So overall, there was a 4.5 in there, but I'm going to round it up. It's going to be a 5 overall, I think. And I'm sure the next one will be even better. So there you go. If you live in Hoxton, Shoreditch, and you want to taste the Bready Delights, there might be some left over. Just give me a tinkle. All right, bye.